Yeah. Or just introduce drinks?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like either coffee or happy hour podcast.
Oh, yeah. Like have drinks during it. Oh, I thought you meant like...
You told me we were going to have a beer after our workouts.
We need to do...
It would make it a little more social.
Dude, I totally would.
It totally would.
I'll put
be here
that
for
on
a couple hours.
Yeah. Yeah. A podcast that never ends.
We need an Uber home from the gym.
DD after our podcast. What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Relentless Fitness Podcast. I'm Josh Hausman.
I'm Chris Raby.
And we have two lovely guests with us today. We've got Katie.
Hi.
And Amanda.
Hi.
So we talked last time about how we were going to have some guests in and talking about something that we know very little about. Personally, I've never had a child.
Speak for yourself.
I have no children that I know of. And I've never been pregnant, so I don't have the most insightfulness. I've been with you guys throughout the journey that we've had. I guess how long ago was this? When how old are the kids? Eight months.
Lucy's 11 months.
11 months.
And I've got Lou, who is 6 months, and okay. Then I was with you during George too, who's
yep.
two.
Yep.
So
we've got a wide variety, and then we also had Cassandra with Forrest, and Forrest I think is probably 4 months old now, and then Callie. So there's lots of babies going on all at one time. So that's the most in-depth with pregnancies that I've ever gotten. So
something was in the water here for a while.
Dude,
it was every 2 months.
I know. Everyone was telling me. I'm like, I'm sorry. I didn't do it. I promise.
Scary.
So
your workouts are turning people on.
I guess, man.
Something.
Hey, going home and making babies.
They say that it does it. That's one of the benefits of working out, right?
They really do say it makes it easier.
Yeah. So apparently it worked. So let's get a little bit of background on you guys. Katie, we can start with you. Tell us a little bit about, you know, fitness journey, where you started, where we're at. You know, just kind of general, let everyone know who you are, what's going on.
Okay, so I've been a dancer since I was 3 years old. So that was mainly my fitness my whole life until I had children. And after Sam, who's almost 4, I had a really tough time getting back into activity. And my activity prior to that was teaching ballet, taking Zumba classes, running a few miles here or there. Nothing crazy, nothing exactly totally scheduled. And then after I had Sam, about 6 months, I started with Josh, and I went from there. And with him, that's where I started my fitness, and I started actually taking care of my body head to toe and really realizing what I needed to do to take baby weight off, and it's not easy at all. And so with him, I had a schedule 3 days a week, and then he gave me things to do on off days, and from there, I kind of just went, and that was about 3 years ago, and that's where I am now.
Yep, so that was 3 years, and now we've got Lucy and you know, had a full-on, totally different experience throughout that, which we'll talk about here in the future.
Yes.
But things are going very well. I mean, it's Lucy's, you said, 8 months old now?
11.
Or 11 months old?
She'll be one in, like, 3 weeks.
And then, oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And we're almost back to pre-weight, right?
I am, yeah.
And we are back.
A couple pounds.
That's awesome.
About two, yeah.
Killing it. Very good. All right, Amanda, tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Yeah, so Katie and I actually are gym friends. We started working out at the same time, so that's kind of cool. It's fun, and then we've been through this journey together, I guess, over the kids.
Back in old DNA days.
Yeah, exactly. But I was a gymnast growing up, played high school sports, and then I was actually a college cheerleader. So I was always in shape, athletic, but I never had to worry about it. Like, it was just kind of, my body stayed the same. And then after college, you don't really think about it. It's not a priority. I used to cycle some days, run some days, but I never had a fitness schedule. I got pregnant with Rose, my first kid, and I put on like 55 pounds. I was just huge. And then after I had her, I kept like seeing all these people who had babies and then just went back to their normal weight. And I had her and I realized that that was not going to be me.
Smack
people. It was a huge smack in the face.
Well, and just, that is the reality for most of you out there that are wondering is these moms that you see on Instagram that have their 6 month old and they've got abs. It's like, that is kind of like a freak of nature situation. That's not the norm. Yes. So keep that in mind.
Or they can spend 12 hours a day in a gym and not worry about their kids, right?
That's true. That's true.
They
yeah, that's just
money for somebody to watch their kids while they can put all of their energy back to work out.
Yeah, that just didn't happen for me like that. So my husband had just started working out at DNA, and he was getting in really good shape and loving it, and I started to get a little jealous. And so when Rose was about 3 months old and I wasn't really dropping the baby weight, I went and tried it out for the first time. And I'm not going to lie, it was hell like no other. but I loved it, and I got really excited. And I was got in the best shape of my life after Rose. And then about 9 months later, I got pregnant again. And I had, that was George. And I worked out the whole pregnancy with George. And then it was so much easier, so much of a different experience. I really was that person that was back to my weight like 6 months later that time. So that was awesome. And then George is 2 now, so when he was about 13 months, I got pregnant with Lou, and we went through it again. And we went through it again, and now Lou is 6 months, and I'm back to my pre-pregnancy weight.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Look at you guys go.
It sounds like both of you guys almost had like a short-term goal or something that kind of spurred you to get into the gym, to work with the trainer, but after that, it became more of your lifestyle rather than chasing something.
Absolutely. Just like Amanda, my husband Anthony was at DNA, and he started working out, and he just would come home and his shirt would be like dripping sweat. And I'm like, I've never had that experience before. I mean, in doing ballet, yes, you sweat that much, but you don't let it show. So he would come home and, you know, complain that things would be sore, and I wanted that. I was jealous of it.
Like, stop bragging that you're sore. We get it. You
right.
went to the gym.
Right. I know. And he was like, no, I don't think, you know, a place like DNA or a gym like that's for you. I think because he knew me as a dancer. He didn't know me as anybody that went to the gym to work out or did anything like that. And so when I started going and getting absolutely addicted to it, and it's a phenomenal addiction, but you start pushing yourself more and more and more and more, and then now Anthony can't stand working out with me. Not that I'm better than him by any means, but I can kick his butt in endurance any day, and so he cannot stand working out with me. But it absolutely changed my mindset about everything. It's the first thing I think about when I work. When I wake up in the morning, I'm like, okay, what's my schedule like around working out? I mean, yes, my children come first. They always will. They're your heart. That's outside of your body. But fitness is too. And that's what the change was. Because when I had Sam, I gained 65 pounds. And I am only 5'1". I mean, my pinkies were fat. Everything on my body gained ounces. I mean, things that you didn't think. You know, my wedding rings didn't fit. Your boobs get bigger than you could ever imagine, and not in any sort of sexy way. I mean,
absolutely horrible.
It's terrible. And it's just like the last thing you want is these, you know, your stomach's up to your knees.
Well, I had that problem before I started coming in too. Much less flattering on guys.
It is.
It's like an alien just overtakes your body.
It
and
really
all
is.
I wanted afterwards was to have my normal body back.
Yes.
And I know some women go the opposite way where they're kind of like, you know, no, my baby changed me this way. Like, I like this. This is now what I want to feel like. But
right.
I was the total opposite. Like, I was like, I just want to fit back in my clothes, and I don't want to feel like, I just wanted to be my old self again. And that was really important to
me.
To
be able to button and zip a pair of pants after being pregnant is, because I was the type of pregnant person that I was like, I'm not going to buy maternity clothes. I am going to be like a sausage and put these Lululemon pants up and over my body and then put this sports bra on and just shove everything in and walk. walk around, and that's what I did. I barely bought any pregnancy clothes.
I did the exact same thing because
my gosh.
Just didn't. You didn't want to do it. You
no.
didn't want
to
go
no,
there.
No.
Yeah,
you want to admit it.
No.
Right?
Yeah. I'm gonna be that beautiful little tiny ballerina. I was almost. I'm 5'1". I was 185 pounds when I wanted to have Sam.
Yeah.
Like the day I went in for my C-section, I remember my husband peeked over my shoulder and I almost smacked his face. Like,
yeah.
This is none of your business.
Josh,
stay out of here.
Josh, did it take like, do you remember, did it take like a sell? Because when people come in, obviously, even if you have a goal or you're super motivated, at some point, it's going to suck a little bit. Like, how did you approach working with maybe a new kind of client and a client that had different goals?
With them, it was more coming to us and it was like, you know, since their husbands were doing it and they were, you know, they knew the benefits of it. And being that...
Did you know anything about training women that were
pregnancy?
Coming off pregnancy or were pregnant?
Never had done it. I had been a gymnastics coach. I had trained girls that couldn't even menstruate because they were so low in body fat and stuff like that. And like
total opposite
of a pregnant person. 100%
opposite. 100% opposite. But... You know, they both came in very motivated, and that's, like, with the plan. They knew what they were going to do. They came there with a purpose. It's kind of like, you know, going to the gas station and, you know, you go there with purpose, you know you're going to get gas. You don't go there and look at the pump and be like, do I want this gas or do I want to go to the gas station down the road?
Yeah.
You know, like, you're ready to rock and roll. You came there with a purpose, and it's not a sell. It's a let's just do this kind of a situation where you just rock and roll.
For me, it was like that type of workout that no one had ever challenged me to do before. That's what made me stick with it and get addicted. Was Alex was there, and he said the same thing as Anthony. He was like, I don't think you're going to like it. We're doing barbells. Like, we're like doing cleans and squats. He was
up,
like, pick things up and put them down. He's like, you're not going to like that. But then when I did it and I was kind of good at it, it was like, this is freaking awesome.
Right.
And it just challenged me to keep going because I had never, no one had ever told me to do that type of workout before.
Right.
So that's what got me. I mean,
it's totally polar opposite of like what I grew up doing.
Yes.
In ballet, you hold your arms in a position and that's how you get definition.
Yes.
And you don't pick weights up. You don't become, and I never, and the thing is I think a lot of people have misconceptions of what happens to you when you do work out like this.
Totally.
You
agree.
Do not get bulky
by
any means unless you like really wanted to.
If that was the case, you guys would be like jacked.
Yes.
Yes.
I got
insane.
Slimmer than I ever had before when I did the workout. Like, my body changed only for the better. Like, I by no means got, that was my biggest fear was, you know, like the CrossFit, like muscly women.
Yes.
And I'm like, they look good, but I just don't want to look like that. And it did not do that to me at all. All it did was like slim my muscles out,
absolutely.
Which was awesome. Yeah.
And then you just feel, it's weird. So after I had Sam, it took me 2 years to get back to my beginning weight from birth. I mean, he was 2 years old. But I also didn't start for 6 months working out and really doing something to take the weight off. So a solid 18 months. And I never got back to the pounds I was. But my clothes fit. I was 5 pounds heavier than I was. But everything was the exact same on my body. But I had gained muscle and it wasn't bulk because all of my pants fit the same, all my tops fit the same.
Yeah.
And so after having Lucy working out with Sam when I was pregnant, I could not get my heart rate above 140 because I passed out a couple times.
Yeah. This is you're coming into it, you know, you hadn't been working out.
Had
before,
not, yeah. No. I had just been doing, you know, Zumba once a week, maybe running like 3 to 6 miles a week, and then taking dance class, which absolutely raises your heart rate. But it's totally different, and it's I don't have the right words for how different dance is than, you know, being in a gym and working, because you do work your whole body, but it's not with any sort of resistance or weights.
You can't like improve and increase, right? At some point.
I would say that you can, but
you
it's totally different.
It is, and that's why I can't think of like the right
It's like
words.
Doing constant body weight workouts versus doing like a weighted workout.
Right, because it's your body versus your body versus your body.
Yeah.
No matter what, there's no, you can't go up like weight-wise.
Right,
if that's what you meant. Yeah, like there's not like, oh,
I meant
I
like
deadlift.
See like results, like all right, at week one I was able to lift this much. At week five I'm doing, you know, 45% more.
Yes. Yeah. It's totally different from that. And so from starting with Sam, working out when I was pregnant with him, I started, I fell off a treadmill one time, so that wasn't good. Oh, and I was about 10 weeks pregnant with him, and then at about 15 weeks was the last time I kind of passed out. Like, my husband kind of caught me.
You were on bed rest with Sam, weren't you?
And towards the end, it was kind of like, okay, you need to just chill and relax because we need him to keep growing. Because I was just doing, I kept on just doing too much because I wasn't used to sitting still. Yeah. And so with Sam, I gained 65 pounds. And then with Lucy, found out I was pregnant. Josh was one of the first people I told.
Right. Like, ditto with my dad.
I think even before my dad. Yeah.
I told Josh before anyone.
I peed on the stick. I called my husband. I think I called my sister, and then Josh was third. Yeah. I think it was like, got it.
Because I told him about Lou too, his reaction was seriously, and I was like, crap, is that what everybody's going to
think? But pregnancy with Lucy, I had really bad, terrible throwing up constantly pregnancies. But working out-wise, I only gained 52 pounds because I worked out from beginning till almost a week before I had her. Yeah. And so I kept off 23 extra pounds, which for me was like an extra year of losing weight. So I think that's what...
It's huge, and it shows the difference too between working out prior to pregnancy and then allowing you to be able to work out through the pregnancy. So for those of you out there that are wanting to get pregnant or thinking about getting pregnant or moving in that direction in your life, if you're working out now, it's going to be a whole lot more beneficial now and then in the future during that pregnancy than getting pregnant and being like, well, shit, I'm gaining weight, I don't like this, and then like starting to work out because like your situation, you end up passing out, your body's trying to adjust to too much. It's trying to growing a baby, and it's trying to adjust to new exercise, which it hurts just on the regular, working out and just getting in a physically active routine. That's hard.
And
it's
I think I was pushing myself with Sam because I didn't want the weight gain. I think I was just so nervous. But then finally the doctor, and like that's what you have to go to the doctor and follow whatever your doctor says.
Yeah.
And that's why they said don't get your heart rate above 140, which for a pregnant person's like going up a couple steps. Yeah. And your heart rate, boom, right up there.
Nothing. Yep.
No, and so that I walked with Sam. And
I was pretty lucky. I had 3 very healthy pregnancies, but my weight gain was what was significantly different. First of all, with Rose, all I did was walk. I would power walk and say, oh, I just worked out. I'm so exhausted. And I gained like 55 pounds with her. And then with George, I was already at DNA and I was doing these types of workouts. And I don't even think you guys modified my workouts to like 20 weeks. It was just feel your body. Tell us what works for you. And people look at you when you're crazy, when you have this huge belly and you're sitting there lifting kettlebells, but my body said it was fine and it only helped. And I think I gained 40 pounds with George, and then Lou, since I had just been pregnant again and I didn't want to have to lose it all again, I was really conscious of what I ate with Lou, which I wasn't with the others. So he was only 35 pounds, which made it a lot easier to lose that. Exactly. So that was awesome. But
And you both, after working out and getting pregnant, you worked out for a long time throughout almost to the very end.
I'm never gonna make another damn excuse.
I'm one of those people that like goes a week over on my due dates, and so I'd be in the gym just being like, I am getting this baby out.
I'm just like
whatever I have to do. And I mean, this is kind of like off subject,
kid's
but
gonna be a
honestly
class athlete.
I know, right? But honestly, the biggest benefit of working out during my pregnancy showed through in my labors. And I'll just like give a brief, quick summary of this. Rose, I was literally in labor for 22 hours. It was horrible. It was hell. And I just didn't think I was ever going to have that child. And that's probably because I was so out of shape and I didn't work out during the pregnancy. It was hard. Yeah. George literally went into labor at midnight. He was here by 5 a.m. It was like a 4-hour labor. It was get to the hospital, I got my epidural, I took an hour long nap, and he was there, one push. And he was a big baby, he was 9 pounds. He's a big boy. So I mean, that like showed me the benefits right there. And then Lou, it was just scary quick. I started feeling a little queasy at about 8 a.m. I was like, man, I might have a baby today. I literally had that baby by 10:30 that morning. We got to the hospital with 4 minutes to spare.
Wow.
So it was
no
like
epidural.
No epidural.
Yep,
and you know
what?
It really, it was like, it wasn't that bad because it was so darn quick.
Yeah.
So it was,
he's
you
here.
Know, yeah, and he's here. And that's the thing. It was like I walked in and I was like, you know, my water just broke in the elevator. And I totally, when we got in the car to drive to the hospital, I told Alex, they could send me home or we could get there and I'd be having this baby right now. And like, I had no idea where I was at in the labor process. And right when I stood up and walked into the hospital, the doors opened up and I was like, my water broke. This is my third child. And I had him 4 minutes later and they knew right when I walked in.
Yeah.
So
that's like a movie.
It was. I totally attribute that though to the workouts, because the only reason that happened was I was so in shape. Like my blood pressure stayed 120 over 70 the whole time. Right after I had him, I sat up and I was like, oh cool, can I have breakfast? Like
yeah.
It was sweet. It was pretty awesome. Yeah, it was, but that was because my body was in such good shape. It really
absolutely.
Was. So that
that's
was
crazy.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It was awesome.
So that's
yeah.
Just a
that's the way
to
do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah.
Being in shape and your body being taken care of takes care of you whenever you're going into situations like that where you can't really control the situation.
Using your, I had two C-sections.
Yeah.
So I don't know anything about pushing.
Yeah, so let's talk about the differences between the two,
So mine were scheduled. Mine was a schedule. It was like a hair appointment. Like, you're going to have this baby at this time. For Sam, it was, be at the hospital at 5:45 in the morning. We're going to go in for surgery at 7:45. So I had little tiny contractions here or there. I'd never gone into labor. I don't know anything about it. I got an epidural. I couldn't feel anything. They, they cut your very low abdomen and they hand you a baby and then they wheel you back. And about 3 hours later, you can move your toes again. And so it's totally different.
Yeah.
I didn't just sit up and ask for anything. Oh,
yeah.
But going back, maybe I should have had that instead of a C-section.
You know, C-sections are way harder. Actually, because we talk about this all the time, too, they literally cut your stomach. You
they
had
do.
Surgery.
Yeah.
So working out afterwards,
exactly.
Like,
it's the return.
So the return
process. Is much different.
Well,
so,
they,
like, get back fairly quickly.
Yeah, 5 weeks later,
yeah.
I was good to go.
Mainly
just
kind of a thing to be like, precautionary, let your body kind of readapt to the situation that's going on.
They
but
tell
with,
you after C-section,
you.
They say 6 to 8 weeks. And I think I came back at 6 and we just did really, really, because I was still, you're still in pain. I mean, it's a huge incision. And I don't do painkillers. So after the epidural was out, I was on ibuprofen.
Yep.
Is
this with?
With both.
With both?
I didn't do painkillers for either of them. But with Sam, so after you have a C-section, they wrap you up so tight in this binder. And it's really just so your uterus and everything can push back down and start and nothing hangs.
Oof.
Yeah, it's not fun. And then they have to come
really
in.
Really
in depth. I really think the way I did it was easier, guys.
Well, because, but they have to come in and check your incision every couple hours, which my incision's right here. Like, I can, it's still numb around it, and it'll always be numb because they cut the nerves.
Yep.
So they unwrap you, and you're laying there, and it's like, I'm just like shaking, but I can't really feel anything because you're on epidural, but everything is just so gooey because you didn't use your muscles to push out.
Yeah, exactly.
Using your muscles to push out brings them back together to push out. When you have a C-section, it's just like, you're just blubbery, and it's
just
like blah, blah, blah. Everything's just hanging there. And so they check your incision every couple hours, whatever, that's standard, and then they wrap you back up in this binder, and it really takes your breath away. But without that, you'd be like a melting snowman because you have no center anymore.
Yep.
You have no abdomen. You have no anything. Your abdomen's over here, like around your hips, around your rib cage, because it hasn't had time to go back, and that's another thing the binder helps you do. And then 24 hours later, they just have you stand up after a C-section. They're like, okay, we're just going to try to have you stand up.
Yeah, see,
anyway, and then you're in the hospital for 5 days. I don't like the hospital. I always left after 4. And so then you go home, and it's like there's stairs to do. And with no abs, stairs are like impossible.
Yeah,
so I just would go up sideways. but then you keep the binder. They say to keep the binder on as much as possible, just not in the shower. So the first couple showers were hard, Because it's so weird thinking about, like, if somebody just stripped your abdomen away from you, because that's really what it is.
Yeah, it's like, so it's like imagine a cartoon where they, like, take your bones out and you just kind of,
right,
like,
exactly,
yeah,
exactly.
Into,
yeah.
And
you
then
just
you
turn
show
into
up
to
workout with Josh and he's like, okay, let's do,
right,
50 butterfly sit-ups, and I'm like, screw you, that's not gonna happen.
So after Sam, I wore the binder for a month and a half every,
yeah,
single day. And it's weird because it's around your hips too, but that's where the incision is. And then the weird, so crazy, exact same thing with Lucia. I went in, had the surgery, identical surgery, you know, same everything. But then I didn't need the binder as much. Like,
wow,
they need it in the hospital. And I remember coming home and washing it and then just being like, I remember texting Josh,
mm-hmm,
being like, I don't need it.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like I didn't need it. I didn't,
yeah,
feel as, like, out of control or as just, like, just gooey.
Yeah.
And I knew it was from working out. And, like, doing abs when you're pregnant seems so strange, like, to be, like, you know, like, this huge,
yeah,
person,
yeah,
and still be working those muscles that have thinned out to almost nothing around,
yeah,
your uterus, because your uterus is so big and your muscles, once that were a couple inches thick, are, like, nothing because they're just spread around that. But working out with, yeah, so after, I think I wore the binder for a week with Lucy.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember you telling me, it's like,
and I'm,
hey,
like, I don't
know
if this is
this,
like,
today,
yeah,
and it's like, is this okay? And it was like, can you stand there and walk around?
Yeah, and I could,
like,
do,
yeah,
fine.
So,
and we,
yeah,
had moved houses,
yeah,
and so,
like,
we had more,
great,
stairs at this house, and I did fine.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
which is awesome. I mean, your body rebounded a lot. I mean,
crazy quick.
Yeah, yeah. For a month and a half quicker,
yes,
than the first time,
right,
which,
yeah,
is insane.
Well,
and
just going into,
good,
it, I knew I had 23 less pounds to lose, and so,
yeah,
just the positivity
mentally
of that,
yeah,
and the crazy difference was using that binder. I,
yeah,
mean, and the doctors say, you know, it's up to your discretion, and I just took it off, and I was like, I'm fine. I went to a baby shower 10 days after I had Lucia, and I didn't wear the binder.
Yeah,
yeah,
I didn't need it. Like, I felt like I needed maybe protection over my incision.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I just had some really hot panties on that just went way over them. but instead of using that binder.
Yeah.
And some people swear by the binder. And I think, mm-hmm, I did the first time. But the second time, I didn't need it. And that was a massive difference,
yeah,
between pregnancies. Because I had muscles. I hadn't let them just all go.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I heard her say abs during pregnancy. And that's, like, one of the biggest, like, things that I get when I tell people I work out during my pregnancies. They're like, you can't lay on your back after, like, 20 weeks when the baby gets too heavy. And I just feel like that's one of those, like, old wives' tale misconceptions.
Yeah.
That might be right for some people, but
listen to your body.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, I remember going into my doctor and asking him that, and he was like, you know, you lay on your back, you're going to know if you can't breathe,
yeah,
and if you're,
exactly,
going to pass out.
So
he's like,
up,
yeah, he's like, if you're feeling lightheaded, don't,
yeah,
do it. And so I just feel like when you treat your body that way and you treat it as a wellness and not like an illness, then it's like you really aren't that limited,
right,
during your pregnancy.
And you're not trying to push to get like a personal record.
Yes.
Or push to do anything.
You're just doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Lucy, I ran throughout 7.5 months.
Yeah,
and towards the end, I probably just looked like a crazy person. But I would get on that treadmill and I would run. And I remember Josh being like, you know, how's it feeling? Every time, how are you feeling? Even if it was Anthony working out, how are you feeling? Because I didn't want to be that crazy pregnant person, but I also kind of needed Josh on my shoulder a little bit.
Yeah.
Just to constantly say, how's it going?
Yeah,
how's it going?
Make you think,
yeah,
right,
how you're feeling.
How you're feeling. Because,
yeah,
my last run, I was there on a Sunday for open gym with Isabel and Josh, and it was like I had to get out and go to the bathroom 3 times, but you also, it doesn't matter if it's a half pound baby or an 8 pound baby,
you're like, I'm done at this point.
It's like your bladder is a trampoline,
yeah,
for 9 months, and it just they get bigger, your bladder gets smaller, and so it was 3 times off, and I was just like, I can't do it anymore, I couldn't,
yeah,
run anymore, but I don't know, being able to run, I couldn't run up a block pregnant with Sam, but I ran 3 miles consecutively, you know.
Wow.
Got a little slower over time, but I still ran, got off, went to the bathroom, came right back on.
Yeah, I mean, and you would hear tons of people being like, that's crazy, why are you doing this? You should have stopped working out forever ago.
Yeah,
all
like,
the time.
All,
yeah,
this stuff, and you get talking to a lot of people, and it's kind of like, whenever you're on Google looking at WebMD or whatever about
yes.
why am I dying? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I've got a cough. Cool. Well, you're going to die.
Right.
Like
right.
that kind of a thing. You hear all these things
yes.
that are like super terrible. You talk to other people and everyone's like, oh, you can't do this. You can't do that.
Right.
You can't do this.
Yeah.
And my philosophy on it's always just listen to your body, see what's going on. Like the laying on your back thing too. So I heard it. I have no idea. I'm like, well, let's figure out why you can't lay on your back. What is the problem? Well, it turns out it ends up smashing some major arteries. The baby ends up kind of crushing those, and then
right.
it can lead to issues with the mother. So
right.
Do you feel, like you said, do you feel lightheaded? Are you having trouble breathing?
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
that kind of stuff. Do you feel like you're going to pass out? Well,
yeah.
then let's not lay on your back.
Right.
But it's just those common sense things that sometimes people just hear something and they take it for gospel and they just...
Yes.
Let everything else
just
yeah. rip over
yeah.
their head, and
just
it's like just
listen
common sense.
To yourself.
Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah.
and I think the moral too is that you both went through different processes. You both had your children different ways, but you both had the same benefits
right.
in
oh,
different
yeah.
ways because
Absolutely.
you were prepared. And we
the
talk about this
back.
All the
yeah.
time, like people that say, you know, even if it comes to something as simple as nutrition, like you have to eat 18 times a day, like
right.
one handful of almonds every 16 minutes, like.
Yeah.
Doesn't work for people. So
yes.
whether it's something as elementary as that, or you know what you do when you're pregnant, or what you do afterwards, or what you do if you are you know recovering from surgery, like
yeah.
it's all just I think being smart and listening to yourself and pushing yourself a little bit, knowing
Absolutely.
When to pull back, and you know you will see a benefit. I think that's like if I went back and I was gonna like wrap up with this, ask you guys if you could go back and give yourself one piece of advice or give someone a piece of advice if. Whether or not they're going to be pregnant, if they have or haven't worked out, like thinking about your journey, how it's benefited you, what it would be. Because I think
yeah.
what I would tell myself is just start and you will feel better in all aspects
Absolutely,
of
yeah.
life.
I was
well,
gonna...
and the working out while pregnant changes day by day because your
yes.
body changes day by day.
Yeah.
You know, the baby's slowly growing. And at the beginning of pregnancy, I had very... very gross pregnancies. I threw up all the time, but it didn't keep weight off. So I got sick constantly. I was nauseous. They tried to give me 10,000 different kinds of medicines. Nothing helped. And the crazy thing is I only threw up one time with Josh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I threw up almost every single day in my pregnancies. Not just the first, you know, 20 weeks, not the first 12 weeks, 40 weeks of vomiting. So it just became like a sneeze to me. Like I threw up and I had kept Ziploc bags in my car. And I would throw up in that, zip it up, and then you just kind of would try to brush your teeth and carry on for the day. And so, but listening to your body, I only threw up once with Josh, and it was because of a sled push. I just pushed myself, and I know that I pushed myself too much,
mm-hmm.
and then I got out of the bathroom, and he's like, you're done.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know.
Shut down.
But
yeah.
it's absolutely listening to your body, because the first trimester is pretty short, because you don't really know you're pregnant until you're halfway through it. And that's when people usually get the sickest is at the beginning, but you may have physical signs of like being exhausted. So pushing through that's tough. And then the second trimester is a little easier. I was sick throughout it, but I felt better. You get your energy back.
Mm-hmm.
So pushing yourself a little during that, but you don't push yourself over the limits. Because working out afterwards, you feel so good and then you sleep better.
Yeah.
And then the third trimester, I was just a whale. I mean, in both both times, I was just huge. And so this baby's on your ribs, and so your lung capacity isn't as much. And everything goes to baby before it goes to you. Oxygen, water, everything goes to them. Mom gets it second. Baby
yeah.
gets it first. So you have to make sure that you're breathing enough for you and the baby. And,
yeah.
you know, so
and
just being mindful head to toe of yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you're conscious of where you're at, knowing, hey, it's okay to not... do as much as you get closer
yeah.
and closer to the due dates
right.
and that your body's going to be
you just
put under more and more
back.
Stress and just be aware.
Yeah.
I right. think that's big.
I think my biggest piece of advice, and this is before you're even contemplating having kids, is do get in shape because
yeah.
mm-hmm.
first of all, it's going to help you get pregnant. It does. It makes it easier. And
yes.
then it's only going to be beneficial through your pregnancy. As you've heard us talk about, it makes labor so much easier. And then when you have that kid, that's the freaking hardest part right there. Because I mean, I'll tell you, three kids, three and under, this is the most exhausted I've ever been in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not do this if I wasn't in shape right
yeah.
now, because
oh, yeah.
this
right.
gives me energy. It's like that Legally Blonde, like it gives you endorphins, and endorphins really do make you happy. And I know that's the
yep.
stupidest saying alive, but it
yep.
is so true, because
oh, yeah.
It's like you've got to be able to enjoy them. You got to be able to get down on the floor with them, run after them. And I mean, so if you're contemplating having kids, just really think about how beneficial it will be for you to get in shape beforehand and continue it throughout the process. Because once you have them, if it's not already your routine, I know it's possible. I've seen people do it. But trust me, after having Rose, it was so much harder to start then after already having one than it was after my other two. It was just part of my routine then. And I make time
too
for it regardless.
Changes.
Yeah, exactly. It's like I wake up and I'm like, okay, what time am I working out today? And then what's going off the kids during that time? And so it's part of my schedule and I make time for it. And if I would have waited until they got older, it might not have been part of my routine. Right. And now it will continue to be part of my routine.
And because if you don't wake up and already think, okay, well, how am I going to work out today? If that's not already in your mindset, once you have kids, the kids overcome almost everything.
Oh, yeah.
Everything about them, too, especially times two or times three.
Yeah. And one of them is inevitably going to be sick every single day, as Josh knows, when I change my schedule on them. And so it's
flexible.
Kind of like you got to be flexible and you got to figure it out. Yeah. But I think that it's really important.
Yeah, I agree. And I would say, too, that use that advice as well if you're wanting to get into pregnancy-style stuff. Make sure that you are talking with your significant other about how this could potentially help things in the future if you guys are looking to have children. So keep that in mind. And then also if you're past the age of having children and your children are looking at having children, keep in mind that, parents wouldn't be able to play with their kids, but grandparents do too. So if you're older, you're a grandparent or going to be a grandparent, it might be time to think about being active because you want to be able to get down on the floor with your kid or with the kids, and you want to be able to pick them up. You don't want to be limited. You want to be able to take them and walk them around the zoo, that kind of stuff. So keep that in mind. Just some food for thought. So we will wrap this one up here. This is a big one. Almost 40 minutes. I knew you guys
really?
Would do good.
Two guests.
I knew you guys would do good.
Two girls.
Yeah, that's perfect. So,
we told Josh next podcast he has to have drinks for whoever the guest speaker is.
I agree
so.
With this. We have too many fridges.
Yeah.
Really long. Yeah, you guys have so many drinks and nothing's alcohol. Yeah,
that's right. We've got a bunch of mini fridges.
Especially
we
couldn't drink for a couple years of our life.
You gotta make up for
when
it.
When you gotta take a break from it when it comes back, it's like, give me anything.
Well, if you guys come up with any questions or comments, please let us know. Please like, subscribe. Give us a review on iTunes. You can hit me up on Facebook or email me at relentlessfitnessllc@gmail.com. We also have a nutrition seminar coming up September 24th. We're going to have S2 Supplement Superstore out to the gym. We're going to do a seminar in the Group X room. It'll be for free. It'll be at noon, from noon to 1-ish. I think they're also going to bring some supplements in as well and let people try things out. So keep that in mind. Mark that on your calendars. I think it'll be beneficial. We'll talk about different ideas as far as meal prep and whatnot. And then I'll give a little bit of advice as far as my take on nutrition as well as fitness. So keep an eye out for this podcast and the upcoming ones. Like I said, if you have any topics, comments, complaints, let us know. Share them with your friends. And hopefully you guys got something good out of this. Thank you, ladies, for being here.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having
us. I just learned a ton of details.
Oh yeah.
You guys ready to be done? Yeah. You're ready now.
Oh, yeah, here we go. You ought to be in there during all of it, man.
Wow.
Yeah, everything went out the window. It's like, let's do this.
Yeah. Thank you. That was fun.
Yeah, yes. It was great. We appreciate it. You guys did a very good job. So we hope you guys have a great weekend. If we get this out on time, hopefully maybe today. Then go to the Japanese Festival if you're here in St. Louis. Or go see the bike races because they're doing that. Get outside, enjoy the weather. It's going to be like 70-something degrees until Monday.
Or
it's 95.
Yeah. Watch college football.
Or watch college football.
But
I'm
riding my stationary bike in my living room.
There you go. I like that idea.
I'm going to watch football and drink this weekend. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm sorry.
Hey, I appreciate that.
No NFL, though, so I'll be here on Sunday.
Perfect. Sounds good. I like it. All right, guys. Have a good weekend. And as always, stay relentless.